Okay, I'm wondering why the chanting says, for me there is no other refuge, the Buddha is my excellent refuge, and the same for the Dhamma and the Sangha, when all three are refuges. Somebody is getting too refined here. Also, why are the Dhamma and Sangha referred to as Lord? You're dealing with translation of liturgy. It's not a. This is a devotional exercise. So that, it's not a left brain exercise. That's by Jen Karuna Dhammo's talk. So that you're trying to one is like trying to get a translation of something that is a devotional exercise to. Trying to use a language that is kind of Christian-based, really. I mean, you're and in the sense of that use of Lord, the translators are English, so Lord has different meaning, really. That we don't have many lords in America. So that I mean, it's sort of something that's exalted or of worthy of kind of that one looks up to is and that's another use of the word Lord as opposed to specifically deity centric. So that's a lot of it is just around the and then also trying to. Translate it, put it into English, and then put it into something that's actually chantable. There's always compromises that are made in that process. Okay, very good.